Hello, welcome to Newsprox. It's Monday the 4th of June. I've got a bit of a cold. Tina's got a bit of a cold, but not as much of a bit of a cold as what I've got. Here is the news.
Tony Blair brings in a new law every 3 hours.
Are they laws like, I decree today that life is simply taking and not giving. England is mine and it owes me a living.
That's one of them.
Sherry, you must always make me a cup of tea every morning, bring it to me in bed. I do not like custard creams. Anyone who gives me custard creams should be punished by having a spank. Are those some of them?
Some of them.
Dogs are not allowed to do a poo on the pavement.
That's a very good one of them. And one of them is Boris Johnson shall not fuck my wife.
Boris Johnson's been up to all sorts. He hasn't actually fucked her, but he's given it some thoughts.
And she'll be pretty pleased at the idea of it. I bet it's crossed her mind now too.
Come on, who hasn't thought about a bit of Boris action? He's also,
to be honest, I think the dinner would be more fun than the results.
Imagine he's a bit sweaty. You get like that hair in your face.
I bet it's all white. I don't mean all white as in like Barrymore.
He'd be pale and flabby. He is also admitted to snorting cocaine when he was at university, and it had no effect whatsoever, he says. So it wants no effect, didn't bother again. I don't know if it was actually cocaine, he'd been flour.
Sounds like
tigers are in trouble.
Why?
Well, they've been endangered for a long old time, but it's not, everyone knows this, but it's not made things better. They now occupy a mere 7% of their historic range, so they've only got 7% of the land that they used to own, plus the property market for you. In the past 10 years, the territory that's inhabited by tigers has declined by 41%, which is a lot. And tigers are one of our bestest animals, I think, one of my favourites, and I would like to save the tiger.
Why?
Because I like them a lot and they're brilliant.
What do you like about them?
I like the fact they're stripy and tigger.
And why are they better than any other animal?
Well, I like all animals, you know that. I like, especially like a tiger because they're very, very beautiful. I'd like to have, if I was going to have sex with an animal,
right,
I'd do it with a tiger. Anyway, I'm going to probably give up this ridiculous life and go and save the tiger somehow.
Okay, well, there's a rook that's been living on Exeter Station and it smokes.
Smokes fags?
Yeah, the rook waits for people on the platform to discard their still smouldering fag ends before snatching them up with its beak. It flies around with it, then returns, drops the cigarette butt and pulls its wings under it to collect the smoke. They reckon that the rook might be using the fumes to smoke out parasites to its feathers.
Pretty clever.
Or, somebody else has said rooks are very intelligent birds, they may just be adapting to urban life by picking up smoking.
It would be actually cleverer not to pretend to smoke. Everyone knows it's not clever to smoke, it doesn't make them more attractive. Clever if it was smoking out parasites. I like it. It does sound a little bit like it could be a hazard though, because if people are leaving still burning cigarettes, I'm not blaming the rooks for this. They're still living small. You know, the rook will pick it up and then accidentally drop it on a waste paper basket.
Mm.
That's it. Kaboom!
Well,
that's always a waste paper basket, mate.
That's life. Terry Wogan, every year when he hosts Children in Need, he gets £10,000 for it.
It's pretty outrageous, isn't it?
And he's been getting that since 1980.
Yeah, so I'm glad I've never given any money to Children.
That's like years wages, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a charity. Quick. I love Terry Wogan, but that, I feel it very, very let down by.
He gets £800,000 a year for doing Radio 2 anyway.
Yeah, and he gets loads of money for Eurovision. He probably gets a whack for Points of View.
We don't know, we should get his story, because maybe he donates it. Maybe it's his way of getting some extra money out of the BBC and then giving it to children in need.
So what, my computer's making a terrible poppy poppy noise today.
Or does he just take it from the charity? I don't know.
He's stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Somebody bought a broken vase in the 1960s for £18, which is quite a lot of money.
Quite a lot of money for a broken vase?
Yeah, but it's now worth £130.
It's ever so hot in here today. That's why the computer's in there. Sorry, how much was it worth at the end?
£130.
That's a lot more than £18, isn't it? New dictionary's come out. Collins have done it. They put in wags and hoodies. They put in also, alright, later, oh shit. Things like season creep, carbon offsetting, leet speak, which is apparently some jargon when you put letters and numbers and symbols instead of English. So, you know, what we would call teenage texting speak. They put Tamiflu in there. It's quite a lot of shit that they've put in. The Zimmers have done a cover of My Generation, and it's reached number 26, which, it has to be said, is actually quite poor. Now, a group of old people have had an awful lot of publicity on the back of this. It's a good cause. That, you know, the money's for a good cause, I think, I'm presuming. They've had a TV programme devoted to them. They've been on every news programme ever.
But who would buy it?
I don't know, but maybe other old people.
As much as we're all aware of it, would we want to actually buy it? Would kids want to?
No, everyone's been going, oh, it'd be number one. 26. Like, it only means they've sold, given how single sales are these days. Only about 20 copies. Now, I know they've had like 100 million people. 100 million people in 50 countries have watched the clips on YouTube, so that's probably why they bought it.
Wallace and Gromit touring Britain trying to get people to wear the wrong trousers.
I do not understand.
June 29th, you pay £1 to Wallace and Gromit for the right to look wrong in the aid of the Wallace and Gromit Children's Foundation.
Right. How do you give the money to them? Will they come here?
Go to www.wallaceandgromitfoundation.org.
Should we do that? Should we swap trousers for the day?
I don't know. You wouldn't be able to get into mine.
Yes, I would.
I don't think so. You might like to think that you could.
Oh, look, there's a funny picture of comedy terrorist Aaron Barsha. Some teleporting's happened. They've not teleported a person. They've teleported some data, apparently. It's gone 89 miles, but surely I'm teleporting data every time I send an email.
So that's like Wonka Vision?
Yeah, it is like Wonka Vision.
Finally.
Except without chocolate or people. I don't really understand that.
I think it sounds like a good move forward.
It sounds like it's good move, but still, you know, you need the internet. Modern teleporting machine.
Paris Hilton's in prison.
Did you know? This has been banned now, but I can't believe it even happened. When you get replica football shirts for children, if the football team is sponsored by a boozy company, they get the replica football shirts are sponsored by the boozy company as well. So little toddlers will go around going, brilliant, Magnus or something. Know exactly what, but they banned that now, which I think is right.
Does it make a difference though to anything?
I don't want to see a tox covered in Smirnoff.
Babies are suffering from skin problems such as eczema because they're kept too clean.
I was hearing about this on the news this morning. People bath their babies all the time, which just lets them get a bit grubby.
It makes sense to me. As a fellow grub.
There's a school, and what they've done is say, let's not have a stupid school holiday. Let's divide the year up in a more practical way. So they have 4 equal breaks of 2 weeks, and then a 4-week holiday in the summer. Mm-hmm. And their lessons, they have 3 periods each day. And each subject, you have 1 hour and 40 minutes. apparently their exam results have gone through the roof. Do you know who's in charge? Who's in charge here, Zina? Who's in charge? Because
me, gone.
No, not you. Tony Blair's. He's off on his farewell tour.
Yeah.
John Preston. Preston's in hospital. Who's in charge? I mean, obviously it's Gordon Brown, but technically he doesn't have any power apart from being Chancellor. No one's in charge. But it's not like, you know, you feel, I don't feel insecure about it. I feel fine about it.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
We should maybe just make the most of it while the cats are away.
Let's come break on, us.
Let's break some of these ridiculous laws that Tony keeps making.
This is silly. A man went on Jackass and he agreed with some of £5 million to have a mouse trap shut on his cock.
Right, he's an idiot.
The mouse trap shut on his cock. Mm-hmm. He was seriously damaged his cock.
I imagine it wouldn't work again after like that.
The film has gone on the internet. £5 million hasn't materialised.
Johnny Knoxville hasn't paid him.
And if you're angry, you're more likely to have battling wounds.
Oh. I'm not angry.
The
Pope has canonised 4 new saints today.
Oh.
One of them is Charles of St Andrew, who's a miracle worker, was born in the Netherlands in 1821.
Right, no,
so he's
wasn't.
Not reaping the benefit.
They are modern day saints, somebody people can relate to.
I got excited, saying, I'd like to know who these saints are. But
who would you make a saint? Like, seriously?
Michael Palin. Saint Michael of Palin.
What really?
I don't know.
Who do you think has done lots of good, like genuine good? I love Michael Palin, but he's had a nice life.
I can't think of anybody apart from Mother Teresa.
She's dead.
Yeah. She's fucking ugly as well. Is it enough if someone looks like a horse? Does it mean you're not jealous of their life because they look like a horse? See Katie from The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
She's 31. She did go to Sandhurst, I'm not jealous of that. She's run marathons, she's got 2 kids, and she earns £90,000 in her job a year. But she does have a face like a horse.
Mm-hmm. So you're not jealous of her just because you don't want her face?
Well, that's the thing I'm trying to tell myself. Don't be jealous of Katie because she's, well, one, a national figure of hate, although I still quite like her.
Is she?
Yeah, everyone hates her.
Oh, I thought she was alright.
Richard Curtis. Saint Richard? When he picked up his award, that's for some, probably right, because Diddley, thus not Saint Richard, he slagged her off at the BAFTAs. She's a figure of hate, but she does earn a lot of money. She's achieved quite a lot. She's achieved more in her 31 years than I'm ever going to achieve in my entire life.
Lovely hell.
So I'm just trying to convince myself that she's got a face of a woman.
But what's she achieved that you can't achieve?
I'm never going to earn 90,000 pounds.
Stick with me, baby.
Certainly not by the time I'm 31. And she does look like she could be my mum.
Yes.
So there's that. It's not the horsiness, I think, it's the age. It has aged her, so there we go. By the time I look the same age as her.
The one thing about Katie is if she dyed her hair black, quite a lot more makeup and dressed up as Charlie Chaplin, she'd look like our worst cunt.
Entirely untrue, but nice job.
Well, the kind of blobbiness of the face, the bouldering alcohol.
Well, she's a lot fitter.
Hmm.
She's run marathons.
Gosh.
This is an interesting story. A fella, Polish fella, he went into a coma. He's woken up now. He went into a coma in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very well looked after. His wife looked after him. She made sure she turned him over every hour. He didn't get bed sores.
Oh.
But he's now woken up and he's going, right, so what's been going on in the last 20 years? He can't believe it. When he went, everyone's left the country, of course, because everyone lives over here now, those bloody Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Blew up. I don't mind the Polish at all. They do not bother me in the slightest.
No, I've met a few on my course. They're ever so nice.
Well, some people, I'm really surprised people say awful things, but it's like, it's all right to say, you can say about Polish immigrants because they're white, so it's fine.
Mm.
But a lot of people are quite prejudiced against them. I've come up with a couple of those.
Oh.
But I like them because they work hard and they're not too noisy. Anyway, he's waking up. So everyone's left Poland now. He's the only one left. When he went into a coma, there was only tea and vinegar in the shops. I'm actually quoting him now. Now you can get all sorts. They haven't got a Primark yet, though. Anyway, so what? The world's changed a lot in the last 20 years. There was no Big Brother. There was no internet. Why did that? Would you wake up here? What is an email?
Oh my god, I'm surfing.
What is a podcast?
Ah.
There's a lot of changes. Ming Campbell's had a question and answer session in the Independent.
Oh.
People have written in their own questions. Maybe they're incredibly dull questions.
What is the purpose of your party? It's a good
and
question.
There is, well, actually the questions are kind of, you know, predictable, but they've chosen ones that, you know, you would expect. But he's answered them in a really rubbish way. How fast do you reckon you could run 100 metres now? He seems a running champ. He's saying, oh, I don't know, probably. He's not said he could run it faster than John Prescott, but he has mentioned how John Prescott had to go to hospital after doing a photo opportunity sprinting with some young athletes. What do you think about Lembo Opic? Do you listen to pop music or on your gramophone or iPod? Are you too old to be Prime Minister? Now, the interesting way they framed this question is, in the 21st century, can and should a man in his 70s be Prime Minister? Well, if not in this century, in what century? Because it's aged much better. Now, obviously, in the 16th century, you wouldn't have been alive. And in the 21st century...
Well,
people are living a lot longer, so that question seems misguided. They shouldn't be in this century. Just
we've
say.
Had an awful lot of oldies. Prezid and Raymond.
But older people are healthier now.
Have a drink.
Than they were. I'm still trying to talk. Right? There'll be a big silence. Listen.
Ba 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 ba.
Older people are healthier now than they were before, so that question, I think, just say, are you too old? What do you know about youth? Jeremy Vine has also been interviewed. Lovely. This is, you'll like this. What are you looking at? The Jeremy Vine poster.
It's the same picture we could have on each side of the wall, Mark.
Well, this one's black and white, but in many ways that's sexier.
Yeah, I love that one.
What inspired you to start a career in the media, DJ Jeremy Vine? He said, when I was 12, I went with my mum to Capital Radio to appear on Kenny Everett's Young DJ slot. I picked Dival Records, but the experience blew me away. I love the idea of 12-year-old Jeremy Vine DJing for Kenny Everett. That's just adorable. So quickly, Big Brother, that started on Wednesday night. I watched The Apprentice, you watched Big Brother, but I am kind of up to speed for Big Brother now. Last night, though, The Apprentice... It was an extra show. Big Brother, Midsummer Murders, all at the same time. Guess which one I watched?
Midsummer Murders.
Yeah, it was a brilliant one. And I watched a bit of The Apprentice in breaks. So, what do we think? What do we think of the contestants? You sent me a text saying that Charlie was a hollow vessel. What had you done in particular to prompt that?
She was just listing footballers that she knew, and then one of the girls, Emily, it was quite funny actually, pointed, she said, oh, but these people are just names to you, do you actually know them? And she went a bit schizoid, but I was just reading the paper that she was born in prison, and then her mum was strangled to death.
Murdered.
And the person who did it is out of prison during August.
Oh my god. Maybe why she's gone to the Big Brother house. I didn't like her is when she described herself as an it girl. You know, no, you don't describe yourself as an it girl.
Oh, and there's another amazing thing where she was saying that everybody in South London copies the way she dresses. So she quite genuinely said, if I go out wearing something the next week, they will all be wearing the exact outfit.
We're obviously from North London, so we wouldn't know, but I think that's probably not true. She's an extraordinary character. I think I might quite like Emily, but I'm interested in her.
I think she's reasonably intelligent, but still a bit of a dick. Like, she was going on about how she's been wearing skinny jeans for 3.5 years.
So when they were fashionable.
Before they were fashionable. And she also said that she's into a new kind of music called indie when she went in.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh, bless. I mean, I think at the moment there's just two groups, isn't there? There's the kind of misfit group. They're not really a group, but there's like four of them who just don't fit in with that. Mm. Oh, we're young and pretty and squealy. And the rest of them aren't just young and pretty and squealy.
The one that I do quite like is Chanel, who looks and behaves and tries to be like Victoria Beckham.
She's a lot more intelligent, I would have said.
She
has a very interesting use of language. She does really, she tries to extend her vocabulary, which a couple of times you see her saying things, and she's really attempting to say something using interesting language. You know, that doesn't happen on people very often.
What I liked was when she went in, her most hated person, her favourite person was Victoria Beckham, and her least favourite person was Rebecca Luce.
Ooh.
I quite like that.
I like the older people. Like, I'm not sure about the raver, but I'm growing. She's growing on me slightly.
Mm.
But she was just when she goes like, and she's just quite ugly. I think is my main issue with her. But I like Leslie. I think Leslie's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's where she just went, that's my bed. They told me it was, and nobody even questioned it. You know, yeah, just that's pretty clever. I like it. And I like the Carol. No, Carol. Yes, I can't remember which one it is, but the fat one who looks like a hippie.
Yeah.
Who is a hippie? I like her.
The
twins are a bit nothingy. But the interesting thing about twins is, you know, Ziggy's gone in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the band Northern Line.
Mm-hmm.
The twins met him when he was in Northern Line. He went to their school and did a PA, and they got kissed on the cheek. I love that story.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I wonder what point that he realised that that was him.
Because
you probably wouldn't have I assume you wouldn't have recognised someone from your PA at your school.
Depends how much they were into Northern Line.
Presumably, they weren't at all into Northern Line. Northern Line weren't famous.
Mm.
They came to school, their school did one song, and pretty quickly forgotten about, but it was the day of lessons, after lessons. I can't imagine they would have pictures on the wall. Maybe they did, but there must be a point when you sit and go, oh no, how embarrassing. I queued up your autograph. I have to mess up. It's probably going to happen with me in Morton Market one day.
There was another thing that I was going to say.
About Big Brother.
Yeah, Ziggy. He seems to be handling it quite well.
He does. He's very calm, very charming to everybody. Seems to be giving everyone equal attention.
And by the way, he goes, has a chat to them and goes, you're a very pretty girl. And he's kind of seems to be going around doing that to all of them.
Apparently Chanel's his type.
Yeah.
I'm Big Brother's little brother, so you watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went out with Susan Shaw. I think I quite happily watch Big Brother, just watching Big Brother's little brother and that psychoanalysing show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to watch the rest of the programmes. That would be it for me.
Mm.
Anyway, right. So at the moment we're just going with public.
Yeah, we don't really watch it at all, God.
No, but we do hate Charlie.
Yeah, she had a
little bit where she was crying, and she stood on a sofa or something in the middle of the room to go, oh, look at me, I'm crying. If you're crying, really, you'd probably hide yourself away.
Oh, the girl called Shabam, or whatever.
Shabna.
She's mental.
She's just like, her and Charlie have been seen becoming the witches. She's from North London, though, so she hasn't copied Charlie's fashion yet. But I imagine everyone in North London copies hers. Oh, I quite like Nikki girl.
Who's she? Oh, she's the older. Yeah, she seems kind of quite normal so far.
Yeah, she's been having nice chats with people, as far as I can see. Right, that's Big Brother done.
We won't mention it again.
thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.